Well, ladies and gentlemen, we really are thrilled to expand the Mandomania to include a little guitar on this set. I think this might
it's
be a
little
first.
Guitar, just a little old tiny little guitar.
And we have the man who can really play it, and actually a couple of fellows I'm going to introduce you, because we're going to do something else we've never done on Mandomania, is have a little singing to go along with it. But first, okay, that was the singing I was talking about. Okay, moving right along, we're going to do Rawhide now. But first, maybe this gentleman might have some insights to give us, because not only is he, well, you know his wonderful career and all the music that he's shared with us over the years has been such a blessing, but when I first heard him, he had brought the duet back to Bill Monroe's band after a long absence, and for that, I thank you so much. That Midnight on the Stormy Deep that you cut in 67 was out of this world, man, and I've been a fan ever since. Mr. Peter Rowan. Thank you.
Thank you very much, yeah.
And we're also pleased to have another wonderful, multi-talented instrumentalist, great mandolin player, great guitar player, also owns a pretty cool guitar.
Why, thank you.
Mr. Dan Tominski. Any thoughts, Dan?
Any thoughts? Just happy to be here. That's my thoughts. I actually had a whole speech prepared, and Sam stole it from me.
Baseball.
Yeah, it was the baseball thing. No, there's a lot of room out there for a lot of different styles, and you don't have to pick them all up for mandolin players. There are lots of styles of music, lots of instruments that you can adapt, you know, mandolin things from. So just, you know, the best thing for mandolin players, I think, like any instrument, just a good set of ears, listen to everything.
That is good advice there. Thank you, Dan.
Oh, shucks.
Well, if you, Dan and Peter, if you would favor us with a vocalization now, what would it be?
Yeah, we're gonna slow it down here and play a waltz. Every mandolin player must have some waltzes that he can play, and this is just one of the great ones. Kind of goes back to the very beginnings of the bluegrass sound. It's called In the Pines, and why doesn't everybody just kick it off all together? In the key of E, one, two,